Hey, man. Hey, man, what episode are we on? Episode 13.
Season 15, episode 13.
Yeah. We got 7 more to go. But yeah, man.
I wonder if I'm 7 new. The fatigue this time around is not the pause. It's just things happening in our lives.
Yeah. Anything to plug, man? Do we have anything to plug?
Nah, I don't think we've got anything to plug yet.
Except we got a party to plug.
Except
we might. We might got a party.
We'll probably plug that next week.
Yeah, we might have a party to plug.
Maybe.
We might just do this winter thing.
Might. Our bread and butter, man.
Yeah, you can still Uzuri. Check them folks out, uzurionline.co.za, where you can get your beautiful locally crafted and put together products.
Yeah, man.
And support the local economy. And yeah, if you are an aspirant reseller, sure, product maker, head out there. Register yourself to be able to sell your products,
yeah,
and have a wide reach and access to markets. Basically.
Yeah, man. And we see all of the new players coming in. Mara, keep it local and support it local. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Keep it local and support it local. So shout out to Azuri, you know, for
holding us down.
Yeah, holding us down, man. Also, shout out to West 22.
Shout out to West 22.
Yeah, man.
Our home for the season.
Yeah.
These homes, when there's something wrong, because they've never had to look at the camera,
yeah,
and then they have to, and then co control.
Who are these niggas?
who are these niggas?
Come on, bro.
And that's my cap they use.
I don't know, that's how it happened. Like go out, the good folks at Yamaha, man. The footage just came out. I don't know where the fuck I'll hide a big ass M.
And that was our ass.
And that was our ass, man. But shout out to the good folks at Yamaha.
We still have.
I don't think we ever told the listeners that.
No,
we never told them that.
Yeah. Nah.
There's
an Akobile M.
Imagine, dog. Imagine. Where am I going to hide a big ass M, bro?
We don't know if Des didn't steal it, but the dojo didn't benefit.
Yeah.
My nigga, I didn't steal an M, but nigga.
At the very least, that's what we know.
And I haven't been to Des's house since. There's another sound bar. Thank you one by one.
Hey man.
No, internally match.
We still got a few items on the store, on our vendor store, on uzuri.co.za.
Uzuri online.co.za.
Are we plugging match? Are we plugging winter match?
No.
Not yet. Let's get it. Work in progress.
Prioritization chats, you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, customers come fight for their divisions.
When you're competing for resources.
Yeah, for the bacon out, yeah.
And that thing is a real thing. I mean, when we were talking about the flights, when I was working in Amsterdam, I was looking after all of Africa. So, when global businesses make budgets. You know, like you are looked as if, you know, like you are an entire continent, but you are looked at as if you are just some. So Africa, I need this. So it used to be called, I give you give me. I can't commit to these volumes. But Latin America, take us. I can totally product. Like, let's say what happens, that maybe they'll show us the product lineup.
Yeah.
So markets have to compete.
That's what they do with bonuses as well. When they're discussing your bonus.
Yeah.
And your manager is fighting for your money.
Yeah, my nigga.
And she has to fucking motivate as to why you deserve this much money.
Yeah.
Because there's a nigga in the room that's pissing on you.
Yeah. Because what doesn't change? So the management will tell you what's not changing is the total budget.
Mm.
What's changing is you guys, how you fight for the pie.
Yeah, the pie.
Matter.
How it gets.
Yeah, because Mukotla Omon, Mukotla has been set.
Yeah.
So Obewa is a set amount of money in there. Who to fight?
Yeah, you guys fight.
Bad.
It's bloody, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you report to a weakling, with no influence.
Yeah. No influence.
Asa ko no motivate. That's your ass.
Kimono bonor like.
That's your ass.
You know, like you'd find that the CFO and the CEO back up on a weekend, not even in the office, because bonatam leba committee number, wabo. And then bar I invite 1 year refer business for the bonus 100. By swat leba number body two, then they go to the heads. Barangkang tsekisa nang leba to balon. Tabazaro mangu pay for me, bra. It's just a thing.
But otherwise, niggas are out here.
Politics are like that.
It's a chopping block.
Yeah,
bro.
You know.
Yeah, it's the chopping
and
block.
And the next thing you're like, your market doesn't have a beautiful thing because the person that represents Africa couldn't commit to a number.
And didn't have the balls.
And didn't have the balls, yeah.
Yeah, man.
So we were saying that to say, even in the dojo, we have to fight for fans.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. Anything else? Oh, yeah, I remember Limbeli's not around.
Really, Limbeli?
Yeah, man, she's adulting, but she didn't say.
I feel like she said, but we...
Or maybe we missed it. I never knew second now. Maybe we holiday.
I see you're not trying to never like the
Maybe.
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 Don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, man.
Whole week last week we were not here.
Yeah, whole week last week we were not, yeah.
We did issue an apology. It was mad adulting.
Exactly.
I was actually the only one available, so I couldn't pour it.
Of course.
I saw one man. You know Bill Burr does his podcast alone.
But he rants alone.
Who does alone?
Bill Burr.
Oh, Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Lali wanted that. He just goes on rants alone, bruh. There was a segment in front of where he was tearing Michelle Obama up. I mean, what?
Yo, but that nigga can rant, but yo, yeah.
When he says done one alone before I joined y'all.
I don't think I ever uploaded it though.
It's on YouTube. I even remember what you were wearing. You were wearing a yellow golf shirt.
Yeah.
Even though you got a question from Batum because Des was not around.
Oh.
Only one
on the timeline.
I don't remember. Yeah. Okay.
All right, yeah. Kind of where were we? What were we talking about?
No, last week.
Oh, yeah, about where we were. Yeah, mad adulting. I was mad adulting.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. My brother, Unanta Mahadi.
Where were y'all? Northwest?
Yes.
Where?
Lichtenberg.
Lichtenberg is Limonka's wood, next to my Mafikeng.
Yeah. So there's a little Kasinyana that one at Lichtenberg.
Kanagin,
has he? My brother's wife.
It's a saying. The distance is called Itzobot.
So my brother's wife is from there. Yeah, man. And beautiful, bruh. Saying, you know, so we like had to get there like mad early, like 4 a.m.
In early time?
Yeah, a bunch of our family. So in early time, Kanaking, Bo Rahadi, Bo Rangawani, Malume.
Yeah. So you all include in the delegation, you all include
your women.
Women.
Yes. But my dad had to specifically ask
if they could.
If they would allow women. Yeah, because Rona, according to him, because I was finding out a lot of these things on the day, Rona actually we allow women
to come
as part of delegations. Okay. Yeah, as part of delegation.
So you went home first?
I made up.
So it must be a Tswana thing then.
Yeah. No, but he's a suit.
Marie Mufuke.
And Libona, the head woman, got on the family. Yeah, Maralibona happened.
I was saying,
Tamil before the light comes up, everything.
Because they were trying to clown. Casper with the same shit.
But I get it. That's how they do
that's
things.
That's their culture. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they do. Everything happens. We see before the sun gets up. The whole game of it was dope to experience.
It was your first.
It was my first time.
You're an adult, man.
Yeah, sitting in Kuta, Kamalu Meda, you know, Anata, Anata Tosa Day, them niggas named the price. you know, but it's all ne, it's somebody to pay you, so they don't accept.
Wabona that thing, Fana, it just shows you just how important families are. Because my mom used to tell me that when they were growing up, my grandfather would take my uncle along to negotiations. That's like sort of orienting him or grooming him to be the next in line when he has to do these things. So now imagine you growing up in a single parent household,
Who's taking your first
experience, kalobola negotiations, is when you get married.
And you can get dumbfounded by all. You know what I'm saying? You can.
I was saying another thing for you, if you haven't thought about it already, you might, especially at the age where we are, it's an opportunity. So we palamis parapara. We can wait for the can to see. Time has to sit on foot. Wabana. So sit when a little rat to a buyer. Time has got to work. Can we use that opportunity to just get around? Really,
that's how it works. Become the face now.
The face of it. Because Wabana.
Or the second in charge.
Because both time are they old? Like these trips, it takes the toll. It takes a toll on them. You know what I'm saying? I was so holding the con hang. I'm a revealer shop, you know. It was a respectable price.
Yeah. You know? I'm sorry because Masadi. But I tell them all the party I keep what. Until you say to them, "Why lobola sabi mukotla watapole?" All of a sudden, nee. What you mean there?
Yeah, but otherwise, no, it was a beautiful thing. They gave us lunch. Okay, that's why really happy. I appreciated this early morning thing, Yabona, because by the time Heinere Boma won, after we've had the lunch, everything was done, you know. So I actually really appreciated the early morning
thing that they do. So, Unyeti Lichtenberg from Bethlehem, how long is the drive?
Four hours.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Bethlehem is 2 hours to Joburg. Joburg to Lichtenberg is about 2.5.
But in nearly 4 hours.
Okay.
Nearly 4 hours. Yeah, man. But beautiful thing. In Elinzumbi. So I had a really good time out there in the northwest.
Congrats to him.
Yeah, man. Congrats to my brother.
For sure.
Shout out. Kind of when we told you were free, you were out.
Yeah, I was free. Kid on an LLC.
Where were you at, Mo?
My father's brother, Rangwane,
condolences.
So, related to that thing. And, man. Hey.
Mafu, ne?
Yeah. No, not Mafu. Urban families.
What about them?
Fragmented.
Hella fragmented.
But who should be so close? Yeah. Actually very fragmented.
Yeah, there's no family building. People who are supposed to be leaders are not leading. Everybody's living their own life.
Doing their own thing.
You know, and it's usually in urban families that you'll find beefs as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's just like a certain level of respectability that's lacking. Obviously because I have
sight on both,
man. Both, you know. So I noticed
the differences
the families. But it was, even though it was great to see us all together
after a long time.
But I couldn't help but notice that there was a certain lacking of
unity,
and also, you know, urban families have there's a lot of there are social classes, not classism, but social classes. Yeah, right? I mean that to say, so Mahaying, usually where the men are sitting is where all the men are sitting.
Doesn't matter your...
Regardless, you're a lawyer, engineer, umudisa, ana. You are all sitting together there. Yeah. In fact, you all look the same. Everybody is working. So it's very hard for you to tell
people apart.
Yeah, you'll tell them apart when people get up and go to their cars.
To their cars.
Then you'll see, okay.
Okay.
Monkey man.
Who's who? Whereas in urban families, it's obvious as soon as you walk through the yard.
Even the allocation of tasks is based on who are you.
Yeah, yes. The allocation of tasks also is different. And then, like, there's like, there's groups. So when babamba dutiman, hona laba mulong, lema tawaka si, hona laba dutinda kadi kula box.
I call them twin VIPs.
Looking, you know, looking clean and fresh.
Hona
laba dutinda, hona laba saying kamagandro. How it's all like, you know, some of the dirty work.
Yes,
you can see, you know.
Yeah.
And I judge it. You know, I can't help it. I judge it. I'm like, bro, like, you've been sitting here the entire time, not once did you show your head.
Yeah, and lift a finger.
Yeah, you know.
And lift a finger.
So, that's just one of the things that I was like, and on both sides, men and women, you know, like, there's that, you can see, like, there's that, like, lack of sense of duty and responsibility to just lend a hand and do shit.
Yeah. Mm. When you say that about classes, you know, like a lot of families, but close, but kabanyo kibana. So, for example, mahaying, what Musa was saying, there's where we treat all children the same. Boom, me, basanta being, you know, like there's everybody knows their place and it's got nothing to do with money.
Yeah, money.
Then when I was at our home, one on a tablet, Bahabanat on, Obatashibi TV, Ohabat. Then when how parents catch feelings based on behalf of their kids.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they didn't know it.
Like,
let's say, for example, you might find that you have an aunt, or very crude in how they speak. Like, man, like you watching it. You know, and then the next thing you catch feelings, bro, these are just children.
And kids, the difference is that where you come from, right, the village is still raising the child.
Yeah. Like that.
But you're not naimung. It's not like that.
It's not like that,
by one. Now you are getting up to go entertain that. Now kids are not
interested.
When I know, banaba haba just tampo, hota milo bogana zitebo hobe. Then the next thing they play is abana disa tswa. You know what I mean?
And it comes from who tisa tonya na te za disa bapo. Houseware high.
It's urbanization.
Urbanization,
like, really just, it distorted a lot of what. The essence, man, substance. There's something, you know, that's that's lacking. I mean, you get there, you expect, you know, it to be a full house. You know, all the women have galvanized to come and prepare for what's happening the following day, and then you just see a handful of women there. Like, where are the rest? And what's up, babanga? Where are they?
And babato bali VIP katatli.
So that was just the one thing I
So why is Akita?
Was your father's only surviving sibling?
No.
There's still others.
No, he still got Akhadi, Rangwan.
Families were big back then.
Yeah. Was it three?
Okay.
Yeah. Akhadi, Rangwan, four.
Okay. Yeah, woman time in Dag showing about 8.
Who's the four?
Oh my
God. 8.
Yeah, like big families back then, bro.
Abo lead nebali, but abo nta temo luak. It was 8 niggas.
Hey, but and sometimes I feel like, and because now I'm only starting to think about it now, because already unagato, I wonder every time I come back home from visit, unagato I'm just talking mamang or who in the family is close to where I am. Mamang Jose, have you gone to see him? Mama Okaika, have you talked to him? Have you? Because
you all should be close. The Gauteng Gaufele.
Why haven't you gone and seen this nigga?
You know what I'm saying?
Might even find
that one skim size, you're up.
Exactly. And the thing is, the only way it works is if you make the effort, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, the only way it works is if you make the effort. I want to kind of get some of my... aunt's kids, ba pituri, yeah. So Lerato does make effort. Hulo bona ba fana ba.
Cause she's that side too.
She's that side. Yeah. So her driver feta headfield funela dintu ananya na tena.
I'm in the area.
I'm in the area. Let me grab you guys some lunch or whatever.
It's effort.
You gotta make the effort, bro. Yeah. You gotta make the effort. Like my we also have like these twins. I simbo cheta ba Abdi Tabi. So A1O Ospana Cape Town. They in the TV industry or whatever.
So at least you know about Tumi Gara.
Tumi Hale Gara. Or wanna Tumi from Chaleman and Floriso Gara. Hit him up, go see him. You know what I'm saying? Abo no go solite. You gotta make the effort.
You know, actually, you remind me of something. You know the best thing, it's a difficult thing as well. You know, the best gift you can ever give your parents in their twilight years. How long took you some bukloko? Ska banabasong kwani. Umtuari.
Yeah.
So if you are out there and you've got, if whether you first cousins, you know, that's one of the best gifts, man, we can ever give our parents, you know, like you. I see it even with me, man, like I've got three siblings, that like there are times when we don't get along the best way. What I would usually see, Kaoli, it doesn't matter who's wrong. Because and she knows who's wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
But Ibekare, she just wishes she doesn't have to take sides because Leba holy enough, you can make this thing go away.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But sort it out. I don't want to leave this world.
It's
one of the most difficult things, but
yeah.
I think
it's hard, man.
It's hard.
It's hard, especially because I mean, I'm in a similar situation, but like it's when you do try, but there's just one variable in the equation who doesn't want to.
That just won't work. Come to the party. Yeah.
So it's like, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
It hurts my mother, but...
Yeah.
I'm an asa batla
bat.
You know? And I'll not want to force them to force.
Yeah, of course. I mean, some beef is deep. But the whole about man, but kabenela and twitter snacks, you know, like when you think about it deeply, like... Sometimes you don't even have to be friends.
Yeah.
You know, like I always think like the other mistake we do is to think like we have to be friends. It's like human. That's fine.
Yeah, man. And
then I'll leave.
Yeah, and try to establish like routines. I wanna go now with some of my cousins where we've all lost our mothers. So we try to do like a thing every time. And we rotate that.
Yeah.
We bring the kids.
Yeah.
You know, they bring the kids. You bring your spouses. And it becomes a thing. And our kids then start getting to know each other. And trying to map up your family tree. That also helps, bro. I remember I've started doing that. Yeah. Look at the project where you are trying to map your... So you have to talk about your name. Who are your parents?
It's always so awkward when you have to map out... baby mom. Mwana. Wife.
That's how you got the left house and the right house.
and it'd be like that.
When when I was doing mine, because I started it last week.
Yeah.
Yo,
my nigga.
Because
the arrow's
so funny.
Boy, and it be like that, bro. And it be like
that. You know, like you... Some people are not going to feel so great about it.
Dog, I want to like, let's say, because I want to things that were never like discussed. Because I want to know it's about my cousin and the cousin. But I didn't know.
In the strictest of terms.
In the strictest of those terms, these people were bought in. They had a different father. They're like, their father wasn't my uncle.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
When you slim wabon.
And maybe.
And I didn't know that. And it was when we were doing this thing that I found out for the first time. Wow.
Well, I'm about to say that maybe if we were to, you know, capture the true African essence, you don't mention that.
100%. 100%. 100%.
Because actually, it just hit me right now that there's no reason for me
To chart that on the tree.
To chart that on the tree.
For example.
And for the longest part, that is how it was treated in the family. Yeah.
And that's how it is.
Because you never knew.
I remember, like, I think, I don't know if it was on Twitter or if it was on Facebook, I wrote that, or it was my Instagram, I can't remember, like, Sipiri Sihahalilab. And then by extension, Sipiri Sihaha Society. And then when you come to this urban setting where we always want to pursue the truth at all costs, like, it should matter who's your father by DNA type of thing, you know? And then I'm like, you know, there are things that living with the knowledge of just makes life unpleasant.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, for example, bruh, Mahaing, there are children who are products of rape.
Mm.
Well, I'm sorry to use an extreme example, but community and society has made a collective decision that somebody who's conceived through this way, it is not in their best interest for them to know, ne? And it's not in the best interest of this society for something like that. For example, we don't have a concept of nuclear family, right? So when I go to Joburg, because my father passed away when I was like one, but I've never felt like I need a father. Because where I come from, we don't have a culture. So parenthood, community provided parenthood.
It did.
So there's no orphan.
Yeah. So that's why, like, even things, like, you don't realize, okay, and like one of your cousins is time out unali si. You know what I'm saying? It's only when you grow up and you start adding the, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I never seen that nigga.
I ain't seen that nigga. And it was never discussed.
I mean, like, I think I've mentioned this before. I might have. When, you know, the older that I grew, the more my mother took me, you know, confidence.
About certain things.
And I was starting to get, like, tea that was wild. You know, and there was a certain piece of tea that I came to find out about through her that she told me. And she was saying to me, this truth only came out after the one nigga who wasn't supposed to know it passed away, which was my grandfather.
So after he passed away, it's out.
Yeah. Because he would have lost his shit.
If he found out about this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo. And if I had that for
you know, not directly related to him, but it was something that was happening in the family.
In the family.
Around paternity of someone.
Yeah, two of us.
And then the woman in the family knew.
It's just a theory of mine. You know, I get a classic, so I don't know if with other cultures too.
In
the childbirth.
Yeah, in the childbirth, yes.
Which I actually found, I'm just connecting the dots in my head, which I find actually, it's a very noble thing. Like, you know about feminism, or childbirth should actually be
a woman thing.
So actually, you know, like, the fact that even when we were saying we're a patriarchal society, but there were things that it made sense, or that thing is owned by women.
Yeah. And that's one of those.
But the ownership in a little horse, everybody may long born. Let's say, for example, make it so my theory was that maybe, because there would be a midwife, maybe Bonkhono would help. So maybe Bonkhono, they would know right off the bat, based maybe on a certain family. Then high swabon, they reign in Makundi.
By Tsotla Balaba.
Horangwana Askar Kulel, Akubuin need. But Orambona Swakamona. But now, think about this. This is your mother-in-law being on your side just as a woman.
Yeah.
Mm.
yeah. even though that transgression is against my family.
Yeah.
Right? But because we know these things, good. But this is our thing as well. But for one appeal,
so now let's fix it.
When I confess, Baba, they've got these other things. I think it's the Zulu culture where when I tell me about me say, let's
say,
whatever. So, oh, have won it right now. Ish, won it. Kile kai
kai kai kai kai kai
kai kai. Then my theory is that Nkhono wa mona o tla tloa e mang a jotse Nkhono gore wa tseba ntho ya rona ba sa di re sebetsa jwang wa bona ke tlaetswe ke tsietsi ka mona ke ya ka mona ga rona re sebetse ntho ena so that ngwana a phele lelapa le seke la qhalagana because if we allow a nigger in there
amen.
And also you know, who wants to see his wife's vagina
also
tore the fuck up by guy's head.
In fact.
And then now you don't want to sleep with her.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, going back to what I was saying, because they are the custodian of this thing, it's also in the best interest of a man to say...
Not to be in there.
Both from just how gory it is, but also how scary it is.
Mm. And now, like, these women are trying to force us into these labor wars. I'm like, bro, your man... doesn't have to see you like that.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Because he's very visual based, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
And he needs to be attracted to you.
Yeah.
So if he sees
that.
But you are not an urbanization.
They don't get that. That's how they can't fathom how a man might have a tough time dealing with the bodily changes a woman experiences after pregnancy.
Yeah.
As if there's supposed to be this unconditional sexual attraction.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
there. As if you're so oblivious, deliberately so, to how a man functions.
Exactly.
Mm.
These are part of his challenge. The same, you have your own challenges.
Yeah.
As a woman, he has his own.
Yeah.
Yours do not make it more important than his.
Yes. Yes.
No, but they will try to make it important.
But they will.
Because they'll tell you, I'm about to lose my life. Yeah. In child,
how traumatic it is.
Nini
never wrote the concept of Msadi Akata Fumana or Natam Daya Hab. Because it has everything to do with guidance.
Yeah, never wrote why isn't he. Why doesn't he step up during that time?
Yeah.
Why do I gotta call on family?
Hey.
This is how marriages fall apart. This is how we are struggling to keep black families together outside of the infidelity shit, because the infidelity shit might also be tied to
that.
And there's a reason why man and woman didn't sleep in the same bed. It's like when in those days it was very possible for Masadi, abonele monai. You understand? Like you did not change or get naked in front of the wife.
They should never see you in that state.
We are both naked. We're having a conversation about the day's activities.
She wants to take a piss.
She sees all my imperfections. And then we start having reservations about things that we're seeing on each other.
Then,
like we are really like...
And that's where the perversion starts.
Also, I think there's we're overstretching the line of vulnerability, right? Like, I feel like, there's this thing, we live in these lives where we feel like, yo, bro, I do want to have secrets in there.
Yeah, refunda kakhulu.
Because there are things that are just me.
Yeah.
Right? There are things that are just me, bro. Like, you don't have to know everything about me. I don't have to know everything about you. And I'm not talking about things that, if you had to know, affect us.
Mm-mm.
I'm just talking about, it's just me. It's just what I like.
Well, that's why Mahai, how could you tell me?
Mm.
Even your own mother.
Because you need privacy.
You need privacy.
You need privacy. And in the urban setting, the concept of privacy is...
And I think they were also tuned into sensitivities, gore, and novelty. Can you imagine if you barely see your wife naked? What that does to you every time you do.
My nigga.
Exactly.
Knock that shit out the park, my nigga.
Exactly.
Knock that shit out the park.
Because you end up being desensitized.
Yeah, you become desensitized.
That's why we're popping pills.
And then now you're asking yourselves what happened.
Which builds your point that then what ends up, you end up becoming, for you to get a hat on, you have to be so perverted.
Or it needs to be somebody else.
Who?
Like there's so many things.
And it doesn't have to be beautiful, just has to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing.
Because I'm desensitized.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Desensitization.
And also I was saying to somebody who like...
They don't.
You know, if you are realistic, when a woman becomes pregnant, you also see with her periods, right? Women will go through some changes that are hormone triggered, right?
And they become hormonal.
So when they are pregnant, what ends up happening, got the energy in the house, things become recalibrated in a way that generally you are more needy and she caters to you. You haven't been trained how to cater to a woman, right? So for the first time, when there is a pregnancy, you get confronted by something you are not prepared for. But your knee-jerk reaction to it, because it's something that requires labor, which is something that, when I say labor, I mean emotional labor, which is also something that does not kick in naturally to a man. What ends up happening, yale kabani, wa
mutinehela. And almost always it happens that way.
So that's why I because they know how to
ease the tension.
They know how to ease the tension
and cater for the
world. Yeah, and they know like how to appear like you train every day. So what they create a buffer, your expectations as well. Everything. You had somebody even in that topic, somebody would say, then these men will also start wanting sex when I don't feel like it and whatnot. So some of these things and practices, they were very cognizant of human nature.
Word. And now, that might actually tie into why there were such big families. Because niggas always walked into that bedroom with a nutsack full of cum.
Bro.
Hella testosterone. It needs to go somewhere.
Bro.
And because they live in this homestead. There isn't any of this rabbit fucking.
Constant.
Yeah. Like happening all the damn time.
Which is literally 7 months, 8 months later. In fact, you can't. But. Then he says, but. Be back.
I think that element of mystery keeps the fire.
That's true.
You know, but we've just
I know, and
you see it in social media today and how like desensitized we've become.
Yeah, we have been
to everything.
To the naked body, you know, because anything,
the naked body is like you know, I remember the first time I walked into a strip club, Vana. I had a hard time you know, calming that hard on down. Because
it's like
it's just like naked women. And like the more I kept going, the more desensitized
you
became.
Yeah, really now you can just walk
now
in.
Now you can just sit at the stage.
And eat.
Yeah, and eat. You can even eat there, bro.
And have no bodily reaction.
Yeah, and just walk out. And walk out,
And desensitization.
Because overexposure.
The amount of sex that you've had in your 20s is just like everything is accessible. So this is like how's that now?
Another novelty.
You know?
Yeah,
it's like, I thought you were giving one. All of a sudden it's cheap. Sure. Even if it's expensive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, whereas back then, that was like, you know? And that would make sense why kings would have so many wives because. Abundance.
They
could afford to get desensitized.
Abundance. When I'm, we had to try to find some way to keep the novelty alive.
When I, oh yeah, no kenda, oh bona, but we're trying to see if we can do something.
Hey, Stress.
That's what had Shaka's father bugging when he saw Nandi.
Wild.
He was like, yo, bro, yo.
Hey, yo. That's your wild.
Yeah, we are highly descended. It's overexposure, man.
Yeah, man.
And I wonder if the same applies to women as to the extent to which they've become desensitized, especially the ones who've been. Who've taken their sexual liberation in stride and really, like, you know, lived
really,
it.
Yeah, really, really went into.
I wonder if they are desensitized to the sight of,
I'm sure, or
the masculinity
are,
of a man.
I'm sure your answer would be yes. You know, do you ever, like, when you are in the house, you don't have plans? It's been a normal week, maybe spanning, and you just feel the need to leave the house.
Leave it why?
Just leave the house. Because, like, I think naturally, there's this thing, you know, like, as human beings or nature always tries to recalibrate. Like, sometimes, I just want to get my eyes off you.
Yes. I understand that feeling.
You know?
I understand that feeling.
Hansi Gilitabinda, a lot of men come there. And a lot of them spend the night.
Yes.
And some come on consecutive nights. So they'll spend the night, maybe they'll go home. This entire time I'm looking at these men, and I can't help but think that, because now I'm putting myself in their shoes.
Yeah.
And the amount of
grief they're getting home.
Checking in, I would have to do.
Just to spend two nights
doing this thing.
You
know, and like they have a lot of opportunity to actually get out of the house.
Yes.
You know, and they come back and they get out of, you know, you know,
But also, I think Mahaying, especially around Miket, because you see Miket. You'd have a wife. You both have tasks there, but you are not living on the same schedules. And we are arriving at home different times. We're not even going to bump into each other there.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk more on
that. Actually, that's a good point, because when I am mahaying with my wife, and we see very little of each other.
In the same house.
Yeah, we see little of each other. Especially if it's around Mikid. We see little of each other. Actually.
Yeah.
That's what I said is only predominant in these areas.
Yeah.
But then what you then realize is that when you reconvene Limidi, then I'm going to about the same things. But you are from the same. You see how this thing kept a man and a woman together, but also out of each other's faces.
And now we're constantly in our faces.
We are constantly in each other's faces.
You are just quiet.
Yeah. And there's fatigue. Wow, bro. There's fatigue, man. There's fatigue. Sometimes I wanna learn, okay, I understand. I wanna this thing, being in the homestead, like that the nigga would have his own room. I fucking get that shit, bro.
It's overexposure. So you know, like how Lemon, like Libasari, even in the hood, Basadi Banana, hey, Msari, Wabamuna until Nagwena, Munna Abu Lili.
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon.
Away from me for so long that I need to start.
Yes.
You see what I'm
go
Paul. But I'm not saying I wish for the opposite. In other words, I don't want you in my face all the time.
Yeah.
But when I'm not going to say, hey man, but we don't allow ourselves those things.
Yeah, we don't.
Like Msadi Hare, how check in kabo, hey, okay, don't you see what the time is, blah, 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 blah. How? ntata re jwetsa sa sa dira dijo tsa ka tlumphela ha wa re jwetsa ntate re ska mo phela. But you see how
you are told in a very endearing way and a loving way.
You have ntate so tsana ba mo phela nga nat ga ska phela re jwetsa,
not nagging.
Yeah, bro. Eish, I get it, man. Like, but somehow there needs to be a way we can incorporate some of the old ways. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know,
all the way through.
All the way through the Tswana, but some way somehow try to find a workaround where you are incorporating some of these things. Za back home to out.
Since we go to 690. Beering ya pele. And for a long
time. But didn't you have a beer?
When I had one.
Yeah, we had one when we got here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't have to be all the way through, because obviously we understand, like, living in the urban environment is a bit different. But you know, I feel like, man. Yeah, but only, some of these things,
the
man.
The only thing urbanization should be doing for us is just getting the money.
Yeah, bro.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it shouldn't be running my fucking house. Yeah,
but
I'm here.
Urbanization, bring comfort to our lives.
Sure. You know what I'm saying?
These days, Lengwana sana le dirahetse tse fetang batswadi. We've let urbanization creep it into into the bedroom.
Yeah, too much in our lives, bro. Too much in the way we parent. Too much, you know, sex, everything, bro. Man. Actually, we started this one a bit differently.
Actually, we started the old dojo way.
Yeah, the old dojo way.
The old dojo way. It was actually
in any segue. You start with something and you segue into it.
Then, almost an hour in, we've spoken about marriages, pregnancies.
Exactly. All right, man. So maybe I thought I can just run us back through the schedule. Maybe we can just touch on a few things.
Last week, Budela di pompo tsa petrol.
I saw it. Good morning.
You get a patale, you get a drill.
But I'm just like, you know what, man? Nigga, I feel you,
my nigga. All right, man. You guys want to touch on this DA flag debacle?
Yo, what do you?
Did you guys see the ad?
I saw it.
You saw it. It's a short kind of ad.
I didn't even see it.
I saw it on social media.
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube. Because the SABC has decided not to air it. So Bansita statement, but they're not gonna air it for a couple of reasons. One of them being, you know, kind of king, it represents the desecration of a national kind of
symbol.
Yeah. It shows the desecration of a national symbol. And a few others. They named a few reasons, the violation that the ad broke. So just a quick rundown of the ad. I think it shows a paper flag. There's a voiceover of someone speaking about, you know, our country and where the ANC has taken us, while this paper flag is burning. And it's burning until if it led to the end, and then they mention, Orene, you know, but you have an opportunity to reverse all that and change it if you vote for the DA, whatever. And then the flag sort of like rejuvenates, again, and then it leads into the DA. It touched up a lot of people, like it riled a lot of people up. Having looked at the ad and seeing the reaction to the ad, I wasn't expecting that, considering our general, you know, reactions or the way we viewed flags in SA, you know, like white people are still waving around that apartheid flag. You don't see. We do complain, but we don't complain like to this extent. Yeah, to this extent, you know. The kind of thing, Rustenberg, with that case of the Google guy Anna Shapile, one of his workers, kind of thing, farm workers, Hanebamlo supporter at the case at the trial, they were waving the old apartheid flag.
Oh, yeah?
Mm, them niggas were waving the old apartheid flag. So
wasn't that thing outlawed?
Is that outlawed?
It is, but them niggas were out there waving.
Yeah, like Lekobo or Rania, they were always... Problems dal.
I thought he had a written back. So hence, how did you guys view the reaction to the ad?
Yeah, I mean,
or not how we feel about it.
Yeah, and how you feel.
I think it's warranted. The sentiment is overwhelmingly negative. Mm. You know,
definitely.
But for me, I'm not surprised. It's right up. It's what they would do.
And how do you feel about it? Were you upset about it?
No, I wasn't upset.
Particularly upset.
No, I wasn't upset. Yeah, I think I'm not, because I've come to expect the worst of the DA.
Exactly. I wasn't particularly upset because...
Is the flag something that you guys feel is something that needs to be respected?
Yes. And Hape, the fact that they, in those instances, where they still bring up the old flag, like, it's antagonizing.
Yeah, well, it's not the DA that brings up the old flag.
No, I know.
You mean white people in general.
I'm not accusing the DA of that.
The thing about the DA... In how they campaign, in their tone when it comes to politics, you always get the sense that they talked down. You always get the sense that DA like to talk down to a black voter or lecture a black voter. I saw their messages on the boards. Save South Africa, you know. But the underlying message I always hear is that to DA, even the calls for West, independent West, it's like, sometimes, besides the country, they have not bought into the fact that this is a black government.
They haven't.
Their undertones is like, so with, then when they bend the flag, it's like, it's because you feel like the flag does not... In other words, you are saying you are not South African.
Yeah, it doesn't represent... Yeah.
Yeah. Because you are also saying you are not South African.
Well, they brought it back after they burnt it.
Yeah, they burnt it and brought it back in their image. Because that is the symbolism.
Yeah, that's the symbolism of the ad.
Man, now sometimes I just feel
so the message that they were trying to convey is that the ANC is burning the country down.
It's burning it down.
And the DA will be the ones to rejuvenate it.
You didn't have to use the flag for that.
Yeah.
Could have used railroads.
Something.
You could have used another symbol. You could have used the economy. Where you can show the bread line when there's ANC, when there's you, there's other things you can use, man.
Yeah, man, they like burning flags, bro.
So you see what I'm saying now? Now Oba Lampa,
the radicals.
Because Baba Kimaho.
I lumped them with the
radicals. I mean, I was at the, Nikile, during the week I had to sign some documents because my daughter might go overseas. Remote police station, Mount Atlas Dale. You know, like how the typical white rhetoric when you're on the queue about government.
Yeah.
So there's a lady who's helping the queue. The lady is surprisingly white. I've got a copy on my email, but I've done this before, this lady, there is a new message from the top that we no longer do that because of fraud or whatever. As if there's any sense at the top. Of course I can see who's at the top.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what this white guy says.
White guy says this.
The white lady works for the police station.
Yeah, yeah. So it says that to the and they do that all the time.
Yeah,
they do that all the time. But and it young boy at night conversations. Yeah. Like I don't engage. Yeah. I don't engage.
Do you think that people were outraged because of their love for the flag or hatred for DA?
Hatred for DA.
Because my question was going to be: do we think that the South African populace is a patriotic kind?
Yeah, like how the Americans are with the Confederate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not that
patriotic. With the American flag.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Even with the flag, yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, the flag is a big deal in the US.
Yeah, we're not that patriotic.
I think we make it more of a big deal maybe with the national anthem.
So we're just mad that white people did that.
Yeah. Yes. But they keep antagonizing us, bro, with stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, no, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that, like, where exactly is the core of our... Like,
are we... Does the concept of a flag have this emotional attachment
to us
as South Africans,
no,
as it does
so.
To other nations like America?
No,
yeah. I also don't think so.
I would have hoped for it to be that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would have hoped for it to be because of the fact that South Africans love South Africa so much and the flag means so much to them that they do not want to see anybody desecrating.
Yeah.
I don't get that sense.
Yeah, I don't get that sense. But kidumelana lwena ka national anthem.
Le Mandela.
Kidumelana lwena ka national
anthem. That's like the one thing that even as Makhoa, kidumelana ka ona, ke Mandela.
Mandela. And that national anthem, bro, that them first two Venag parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, niggas fuck with
that shit.
For them not to even care to learn that prayer, bro.
Hey, what's up, my fit?
For them not to even care to learn
Who wrote the Sesotho part?
Sol Plaki wrote the Nguni part.
Was that Sol Plaki, the Sesotho part?
No.
It doesn't sound like Sesotho.
No,
who wrote the English? Isn't it Sol Plaki?
No, there was a... And then the Sesotho part was added.
No, but that's an old prayer, though.
Yeah.
Even
yeah,
before the national anthem.
It was like that, like the normal.
Yeah, it's been there for a while. Yeah.
Maybe these choral niggas.
Sol Plaki.
Isn't it Sol Plaki?
So which one did Sol Plaki wrote something?
Yeah, like. He contributed to the. There's a part of the national anthem that's written by him.
Is it?
I could Google it. We must get this one.
Yeah, because man, it can choose the LO.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'll tear our asses up.
And I think Sol Plaki contributed.
Can I get the LO now? I wasn't part of OBE.
Yeah, man, it can choose the LO. Dude.
Yeah, Sol Plaki, I think, wrote.
I can't want to cut a smile.
It was the LO.
Or it's these.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if there is a Mosotho there. From Lesotho.
Yeah. Oh, but so they don't want to learn that prayer, bro. And that thing it touch maji that's a baby in that fat. Oh, but I got motor what all like that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. And niggas are
who wrote that shit? Google that.
Anthem is a song.
Especially because we are associated with big national events.
Yeah, exactly, bro. It's emotional, bro. It's emotional.
Yeah,
we
are going to 96 World Cup, bro.
I got a little lyrics, man. I got a little.
You're the author.
It's a song. Yeah, man.
Can I leave you near Sol Plaki? I think is there.
Yeah, Sol Plaki. I think Sol Plaki is there. I'm just not sure on which one.
Yeah, can I get some African city now?
Kid is there. African city is there, man. Come on. Inok Sontong.
Yeah.
Osi sikele.
Where what?
So Sesotho is what you came out.
Come on, what's in part of Sesotho?
So Sol Plaki higher, Rani.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm completely. Inok Sontong. Kana ona let's say like ona le pin tselo tsheng ke Inok Sontong.
And kana king party ya Afrikaans ke thapela.
A ke tsel
party Afrikaans.
As
thapela.
Eddie Blow fun.
It sounds like a war cry.
It's like the American
kana king baby town pleasure not peace.
Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
That shit is touching, bro.
Yeah, but it's on brand because Lonak Bela Rapel, Lanzel Shadru.
Even a Rapel,
on brand.
We feel spiritual in that day. Tapel is spiritual for us.
Le on brand.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I believe with you. We more. Because happy, the thing about like our flag is 30 years old, right?
Yeah,
it's 30, bro.
Moses and Patel.
Moses and Patel.
Kahlele, sounds very Tswanarish.
What does Soplaki write?
Yeah, there's something he's famous for, Soplaki. He's because he's a writer.
Well, because we won't have the same national pride to the flag and like the Americans have, because you know they've been sitting with that flag for long.
And blood had to spill.
They've been sitting with that flag for a while, bro. Like our flag is like 30 years old.
Yeah.
Our flag is only 30 years old, man. So we don't have that thing with the flag.
Because we accommodated them niggas, bro. We really did.
And they keep antagonizing us.
Like, we accommodated you in the national anthem. You know, like, you know how much ShopRite makes a year, bro? Like, almost 300 billion. Like, there was not even a law that said, let townships recover matamanana le di shopo before you ShopRite can go. Like, as soon as the pombo di bula, bro, you're already going. Like, we accommodated mangamla kanto tsengata, bro.
Heavy, dog. Heavy. Hey.
And it's still not enough.
It's still not enough.
Get a like a normal white. It's not like this book after Florida. I'm like, like Lingam, not like. What more must Daiki
And you know how refreshing those conversations are, bro. They are so refreshing when you have it like on a really real basis, you know, where each person is giving their point of view about the state of the country and our politics and the race relations.
They don't get into defensive mode.
I remember I had one. I mentioned it in the early days of the pod. There's a book that I'd bought and I had to go collect it from this man.
Yeah.
And it was an Afrikaner man. And he invited me into his house. They offered me tea and biscuits and Afrikaner. You know, we started talking about the country and we were having, you know, frank conversations. And I didn't come out of there angry.
Yeah.
You know, I had a...
like a little understand.
A real conversation. You know, we disagreed.
Yeah.
But... it wasn't hostile.
And thoughts were exchanged.
Yeah, he was an old man, so he's from the old.
Yeah, from the old from time the old and times. The old thinking.
But it wasn't, and I think like a lot of the times, the race conversations are suppressed in a lot of circles that we move in.
Yeah.
We have the most frank conversations about race relations amongst ourselves.
Yes.
And not with each other.
You know, at work.
It's not encouraged.
Yeah,
and it's not even encouraged. Yeah,
I mean, and even when it is, we are afraid to like.
Yeah, to really get it.
I remember. Yeah,
to really get it.
The last big fight I had in corporate, who changed our office layout. Kinakoswetsa this hot desking, wabo. Yeah, how changed our layout? I'm in Joburg. So I'm in Joburg. I go back to Cape Town. So here, who to here? Friday, who sabi to half a day, the balance of the day is dedicated to now people clearing their old desks. Mm. Hey man, how do we get one a corner? Le, ki no ti corner abo taki fail. And ki blow me le dali na ki kenzo da wabo. And I'm senior. Hey man, I didn't eat. Ki meti HR direct as soon as I came to office. In fact, ki talabonsa email item because I think I copied. After I send them that email first, I send it to me on Gmail, on my Gmail account.
On your Gmail account. Okay.
And it's not about the spine here. Hey, can I hear you what I hear? Am I imagining things?
Yeah.
Kau fela mangamla anale kona won. Kau fela ma kalate anale
intro. Kona abo. It looks like a segregated office.
And then the MD was out of the country. Kam romela note kara o kutla kubatla o kopana lwe.
Nan tricky bonimo.
Diversity. Because people, baba ni baeta decision. Uno mo bona no ma. Cause you know like open plan is wrong. Baba tla so that when there's gossip. But diversity means you must mix people around.
Exactly. And you must sort of like so enforce it.
So this nigga, so he can both get okay. Let's say it was not a race thing. Why am I sitting there? Because I'm senior than all those people there.
The bloom is in.
But I was also the most senior black person.
Yeah.
So explain. You know what this nigga says?
Okay.
Because you know, Tamang, you are very motivational, and those are delinquents, so we want your energy too. Like, bro, you think I'm a fool? I swear to God, bro. you know, when I have whatever, you know, you cannot talk about. So,
probably would have bought it.
One of them is, remember that delinquent degree I got rid of, he was moonlighting as a, so he was also in that corner.
Yeah, but why you got it?
Hey, so, because I told him this thing has got race written on it. Ne? No, it's about role and rank.
Yeah.
Because then, when, why am I doing that?
Yeah. So put another.
Because I'm not in that rank.
Hey, put another nigga.
I'm in the rank.
How well did you get along with the black employees at the company?
Very well. Is very it? Well. Okay. But the company that I work for was predominantly colored.
I found that I struggle a lot with the black employees in the companies that I work in. Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's because of my Model C background or the fact that. I'm very work oriented, but it takes a while for black people to warm up to me in the company.
But also, when you're demeanor, you're a very quiet person nonetheless.
I guess. Yeah.
You're not as outgoing.
Yeah, much dumb for standing fan. When it starts out, yeah.
So, Majita or Frostan?
Oh, how about Frostan?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, resting bitch face.
Okay, thanks, Taban.
They warm up quicker?
Yeah, because he was whole one
period.
He was whole. And, maybe it's uneasy for a black person who doesn't speak like I do.
Oh.
And then maybe I might seem like the op to them.
Yeah.
Until they realize.
In all the spaces that I've entered, that's how it is.
Exactly.
That softens. Aight, man. These niggas need to fix it, bro.
Yeah, we
need to fix somehow.
You know, I don't think these people can help it, man. I don't think they can help it at all. Even when they try not to be. It just comes out. And
it's just there.
I was thinking the other day, I was watching, because the new Planet of the Apes is out.
Yeah, Kingdom of the Apes.
Yeah. So I want my son to see it, but I don't want my son to see it without having seen the first three. So yesterday we were watching The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And these movies, and I liken it to X-Men as well, because it's basically around two races. At odds with each other.
X-Men literally is about race.
Yeah.
The fella, you know, not literally, figuratively, but...
Where one group is trying to look out for their interests, and the other is trying to look out for their interests, and the one group is oppressing the other.
Yes.
Right. That's what they're about. And, you know, when I see how... So there's a scene where Caesar's the main
monkey.
Ape.
The smart one.
So they haven't been in contact with humans for over 10 years. The city that he grew up in has changed. It's an abandoned city, but the humans are back now. There was some virus breakout, and these are one of the few humans left and whatnot. And these humans are trying to get some electric power that they need to generate using a dam that lies in the ape territory. So after all these years, these apes encounter humans for the first time. You know, and then Huitzala Masepanyana, and then Caesar doesn't want to go to war with them, but they need to show strength. So they get all the men and they go to the humans. You know, when they get there, and Caesar can talk now.
Quiet language.
He's a smart monkey.
So Caesar gets there and he's like, you know, ape doesn't want war. But ape will fight if we must, right? And then they give them a bag that they dropped in the jungle as a sign of goodwill. And then Bavai. The humans have a salabala banda, and they predominantly white. I think I only saw like one or two black people, right? Immediately, they're on the defense. Screw whatever Caesar came and said, like, bro, we do not want to fight. To them, they're like, no, they're going to come back here
and fight.
And they're going to kill us all. So we need to go kill them all.
Yeah.
And I sat there thinking, man, that is white arrogance.
Yes.
You know, that is such white arrogance.
Yes.
But a moment later, I was like, no, hold on. Black people behave like this too to people that they deem lower than them.
Mm.
This is how they speak on foreigners.
Mm. Mm.
True.
Is that that now?
So.
True.
Cool, yeah.
So then it made me think, you know, we are the first to point out the shortcomings of white people,
yeah.
When it comes to black people,
yeah.
Perhaps because of the history of the world, but if we really interrogated the behavior on a human level,
there is nothing
unnatural about white people, about what white people do,
yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing unnatural about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because Lerona is like any other class. It's like once you become a manager, you're going to behave like managers.
Yes.
And people below you are going to look at you like all managers behave
so
like
So if
this.
You've ever heard how South Africans speak about
foreigners.
How middle class black people speak about poor people,
yeah.
How South African people speak about foreigners,
yeah.
How black men speak about women.
Yeah.
It's made of the same ingredients.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with
it. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
It's just that the pinnacle is whiteness.
Yeah. Yeah. Because but now they're at the top.
And they've had it's over a sustained period.
Period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
the makings are the same.
Which kind of makes me feel like we low key hypocrites.
Yeah.
No. There's a lot of hypocrisy in it. Ne?
Yeah.
Word. Is that sometimes the hypocrisy does not necessarily mean it's misplaced, or does not mean what you are hypocritical about does not warrant criticism in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you know how somebody long distance, I think I've asked this on the pod before, Hore. I would notice or Mangamla, Kodi's one stop, in the cubicles for doing number two, there's a queue is long, they will wait. If Daiki has
I
thought to myself, if I saw somebody who I thought slips under the bridge come out, I probably won't go in.
You probably
won't. If I'm honest, right? But I want the white man to have a different mentality when he treats me.
Yeah.
But I don't have the different mentality when I treat the guy who's on the street. Yeah. Let that guy, there's something that's lower than him.
And here's the thing, though.
And that's the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Here's the hypocrisy and the irony is that usually the only black person who will notice that, right, is the bourgeoisie black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The right. One who wants to be treated with some sort of deference.
Yes, I want to be treated, who wants acceptance from white.
Or wants to be treated
the same as white.
Right, the bourgeoisie black is the one that will notice that the white person did not go into the cubicle where the black person came out. Whereas this rural construction worker nigga didn't even notice it.
Not a preoccupation of his.
It doesn't register in his.
Yeah, Rishabha was saying, what like people forget, what the ANC forefathers, when they founded it, they didn't find it because they were opposing whiteness. It was founded on they wanted inclusion.
Yes.
They wanted to have the same rights as white people. Kabatla voter, kabatla land. They didn't say it's an anomaly that you as a minority race have precedence over, right? So they were fighting for inclusion.
Yeah.
They were not saying you are illegitimate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were not saying the white rule is illegitimate. They wanted inclusion.
Amen.
Because ANC was started by the elites.
I'm seeing this is a difficult thing to digest in desert.
Yeah. It is, yeah. ANC, ANC.
But if you really think about
ANC is not struggling. ANC is started by the elites.
Middle class black people, man,
and they
are not good people.
Yeah, they're nasty.
We
bro.
Are not good people.
No.
And we, bro, the tweets reveal everything.
We are not good people.
How we think about poor people.
And we think we are so much better than white people.
Mary is an industrial psychologist, so she was doing she usually contributes to some journals that they write. I think she was a co-author of some study, because I remember, I think I was sharing it with Yaya. They were interviewing helpers. And the things they have to say about black women, bro. It's so apt. Have you ever heard how the elder say, "Kamba no kutu apartheid"? help us with, like, and then the way they juxtapose it is that it's also a psychological dichotomy, because what they're saying is that the way as humans we make elections and choices, we our reward systems and rejections or punishments are different. So, for example, I expect that a black boss will be nice to me.
Yeah.
Mm. Meaning, I feel inherently that I can get away with certain things that I would not get away from the whole.
Mm.
I then catch offense as, let's say, your employer. Or mara, go to the shop, wabo, how to talk to the whole, how to talk to the whole, how to understand, wabo. But as soon as we get into a tussle about something, how to talk to the whole. Then this one, yeah, but how long?
Hey, that's legit.
But you see this one, because in my head, I expect the worst treatment from Lekho.
Yeah.
So when sometimes I say it's better to accept Lekho, I don't mean that it's better in the sense that they will treat me better. I'm saying it helps me regulate my emotions and expectations.
Exactly.
Because with you, I tend to expect a lot, then I get let down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I would see, like, yeah. I can spend like in a little Wi-Fi, I'm like, you know, during the day, it's quiet. You know, so these workers, they'll be on TikTok. I'm like, you know, maybe I can. Mm. How custom? Like, but I'm like, you know, my even if it's on, if you are bored, you are bored on my time.
Mm.
It's fine. I bought that time. But Nike, I have that chip on my shoulder. Ish, because I've been in that position.
Yeah, you know
the,
how
the Wi-Fi is already paid for. It's not costing me any extra to make it available to you. Ne?
Yeah.
But by making it available to you, I don't
know
because I'm so not. And I'm saying, I'm not. Mm. So the day you can get that privilege of Wi-Fi, you don't punish her for it because you won't say, actually, you've given it to me for so long.
Yeah. But even within that, even within itself, telling yourself how what you try to get is a white trait.
It is.
Because
it white is. People never saw about who he on because they didn't want us to get us fucked up about the social hierarchy
of this thing.
I now say that to say because remember now, my endeavor into capitalism, I'm not saying, kin to ama khuwa here. Kaban geta ska ma khuwa, ke batla hlompho ska lo khuwa. So also sa hlompho ska lo khuwa, but even though, okay, what I'm saying is that, even though ke tlo kopa se khuwa, ke tlo re geta ntwa ma khuwa, mara treatment yak, when I still understand all that because that's where I come from, so I will also carry that in a Marluena. The way you report to me is also clear, Luena. You are aware, like,
yeah.
So we it, somewhere it cancels each other out because umponsa masepa, lenako umponsa masep.
Yeah, and on the men's side, where you see the bad behavior is in the clubs. Have you seen how, black men who think they got money or that do have money treat the waiters and the waitresses in the clubs?
Yeah, man. It's horrible, bro.
Yeah, ballers,
It's horrible.
Have you seen?
It's horrible, bro. It's horrible. It's horrible, bro. And I want to get that to agree. Maybe it indicts us worse. Like the fact that we do it, I think it's worse because we understand how it feels more than like Lingamla.
I don't think it's worse.
I think it is, bro. Because the thing is, when we honestly, how okay, you give the boys leeway because you get it, you've been there, right? And then, but now when you become that, having understood it, I think it's much worse.
I can see why you use the word worse, but I don't think it's worse. You know, like Harriet Ribua can tell us about decolonization informs decolonization.
Mm.
Is that it's much it's that much harder to be dark. Because here's what I've said this before. See, we have to be fluent in so many things.
Mm.
I have to be a fluent, so if I do a business, I have to succeed at this thing. I must copy this model successfully as a white person. Ne? But because I've got the chip on my shoulder about being a black employee and I know how, I must also be fluent in how I also treat people. And somewhere, the model doesn't work because capitalism, you can't be rich without mistreating another person. You just can't. Like, to be a proper rich person outside just innovations, like, Like these taxi owners or haku to them to what I mean,
yeah.
Now, you also have this hang up here, Marke Kabotiba Bhopo Bama Huabo Joan. So now, what you trying to do, I'm saying it's more harder on you
to exact that,
yeah.
To,
it's more because now you have to be fluent in everything, you have to be, you want to be the model employer because. Employees,
that only for me because I'm with Dez because what you're saying Tabang only works if we assume that black people aren't inherently like that also because sometimes we like to think that bokhopo ba maho is something that's inherent in them as if it's a gene that we don't have.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that we have it.
We got it.
And we display it.
Yeah, I think we do have it.
Yeah, we got it.
We display it. We just and you might find that. Had the tables been turned and human history gone left instead of right and we ended up being
on the top
of the totem pole, I don't see us not behaving the same way white people did.
No, we would have. Yeah. We would have.
I don't see us not behaving the same way white people did. And I see it in how, and sometimes, you know, because we have the benefit of, it's not hindsight, but like, we have the benefit of how history has unfolded, because you could look at like maybe certain African countries, right, that have plunged into war or even genocide, right? And then we look at the social unrest in that country and we want to blame it on colonial forces. We say, "Ke bona ba fihleng hi ba re qabanya." And because of the things that Mahwaba Kisitse Monan, this is how we now find ourselves in this situation that we having these dictators that are doing all sorts of these things. Because, you know, Mahwala Fika, they dangle the carrot, you know, they give you a seat at the table, you start to feel like you're better than everybody else, and whatnot, and whatnot, and whatnot, and whatnot, you know. What if that nigga's just depraved within him fucking self?
Word, man, word.
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon.
The Dojo.